弟兄姊妹好，可不可以听到我的声音？
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
后面可不可以听到我的声音？
Can you hear a voice from the back?
Okay. 我们记不记得上一次我上个月我们教了些什么？
Do we remember what we shared talk about last time?
上次我开始的时候，我有一个祷告，有一个劝勉。
Before I start last time, I have a prayer and encouragement.
当主再来的时候
，When our Lord comes back,
主会对你说
，And our Lord will speak to you.
忠心又良善的仆人
，Those who are faithful and kind servant.
你可以进来享受主人的快乐
，And you can come and enjoy the happiness of the master.
另外，我们也会得着主更多给我们服事的工作。
May the, we will receive more of the, our service to the Lord.
这句话仍然是我的祷告。
And this is still my prayer today.
但是今天再另外加一句话。
But I want to add another phrase today.
你知道今天世界上最有钱人是谁吗？
Do you know who's the richest person in this world?
有没有人知道今天最有钱人是谁？
Who knows that?
啊？Bill Gates 啊，然后再来还有其他了，然后像那个沃尔玛的一些的子孙们，他们都是最有钱。
And some the descendants from the Walmart enterprise.
那么今天我要一个祷告，一个祝福，叫你们成了一个属灵的富翁。
And today I want to give you a blessing that you will be a spiritual rich person.
在英文里头是叫做 millionaire or billionaire，
百万和。
千万富翁，
千万富翁，不是千，真的不是千。
你知道你我们这个人的灵魂值多少钱吗？这个人
，How much our soul will cost？
啊？无价的。
It's worthless.
OK， 所以主要是。
I mean it's priceless.
主要是说，若人赚得了全世界。上次的生命有什么意义？
But our Lord said, if we had gained the whole world but lost His life, what is the meaning of it?
那主要是讲到我们的主耶稣基督的生命，那是一个无价之宝。
Talk about our life is priceless before God.
当我们更多的追求主
，May we seek the Lord even more.
我们更多的爱主
，To love Him more.
我们更多爱，更多像我们的主
，And to be like Him more.
那刚刚我们那个我要问年轻的弟兄姊妹，他今天唱的诗歌有一句话是非常叫我印象非常深刻。
And earlier the young people had led us in the songs, and one of the sentences had impressed me a lot.
也许我需要问 Adam.
Maybe I'll ask Adam today.
你知道我所要想到一句话是什么吗
？Do you know what I was thinking?
Make me a servant. Make me a servant today.
使我做你的仆人。
我想年轻的弟兄姊妹或弟兄姊妹，你是不是已经预备好你要成了神的奴隶
？And I think the young people also want to be the slaves for God.
这是一个成了属灵的百万富翁、千万富翁的一个秘诀。
This is the secret to the spiritual millionaire and billionaire.
Adam, do you agree? Okay. 另外我们刚刚有一首诗歌 就讲到我心中的言语口中的言语心中的意念蒙主的喜悦对不对
And the other song we sang is the words of our mouth and the thoughts of our heart will be pleasing to God
英文里头是讲到 meditation
在 it was 在默想神的话
有一个弟兄讲我们今天有 两种的动作
Today we have two kind of actions.
我们经常活在忧虑、忧虑、忧虑的里头。
But we live in the life of being worried.
但是另外有一种的心态是什么呢？就是敬拜、敬拜、敬拜。
But what's the other attitude? Is to worship, to worship, and to worship.
如果我们不是在忧虑，那我们反过来讲，我们是敬拜、敬拜、敬拜，那么相对的，我们的忧虑、忧虑、忧虑就不见了。
And if we are not worrying or have anxiety, then we will be worshipping. As we are worshipping, your anxiety will be gone.
敬拜就讲到一个秘诀，我们就讲到思想主的话 ，meditation.
And the secret to worship is to meditate on God's word.
我们要从忧虑、忧虑、忧虑，转变成默想神的话、默想神的话、默想神的话。
From the worry about all the things, then we become meditating on God's word.
Okay. 然后我们今天就是讲到啊、主再来的时候。我们在他的面前主要、跟我们算账。
And today we talk about when our Lord comes back and he will just deal with us on what we have done.
那上次我们第一点我们所提到的乃是讲到 一个贵作、对仆人 的一种的托付。
And last time we talked about this nobleman entrusting to his servant.
那么刚刚我们高弟兄带我们读马太福音二十五章。
And earlier, Robert had led us to read Matthew 25.
那么是另外一种的表达。
And it's another way of presenting it.
那么的托付是五千、两千、一千。
Over there is talking about five and two and one talents.
那在路加福音的里头第十九章，那边是另外的一个托付。
In Luke.Chapter 19 is another kind of entrusting there.
他讲到十个仆人。
Talk about the ten servants.
十乃是代表人的数字。
The ten represent the number of men.
然后每一个人都 给他们 一定的银子。
And give them each one of them one minas.
然后有一个说我已经一定赚了十锭。
And then the one person I have earned 10 of those.
有一个说我已经一锭银子我赚了五锭。
And one said that I have earned 5.
但很可惜有一个说我就是把它包在手巾里头。
But then one is said regretfully he said that I just kind of keep what I have. I did not do anything with it.
因为他里头有一个恐惧害怕。
Because he had a fear.
因为他怕把这个银子把它损失掉了。
That he's afraid that he would lose those.
那么今天我们讲到第一个事是讲到托付付托。
And first I want to talk about is entrusting.
那上次我们讲到什么是银子。
And last time we talked about what is this silver.
我们讲到银子就是指的主耶稣的救赎。
We talk about this is referring to the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的名字就是要把他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
The name of Jesus is to save his people from sin.
主耶稣来了，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
And our Lord Jesus came not to be served, but to serve.
并要做多人的赎价。
To become the salvation of many.
关于银子的托付。
And then the entrusting of the silver.
简单来讲，这个银子乃是主的话，乃是主的恩典。
And simply speaking, this silver is the Lord's words and His grace.
也可以说是主耶稣基督的自己。
Our Lord Himself.
他把这些，把他的话，把他的恩典，把主耶稣基督自己付托了你我。
That He had entrusted Himself to you and I.
在讲到神的话，在犹大书一章三节那边就讲到，从前一次交付圣徒的真道。
And talk about the Word of God in the Book of Jude said that the faith that was once that was entrusted to the saints.
第二我们讲到恩典在使徒行传二十章三十二节那边跟我们讲如今我把你们交托神和恩惠的道。
And then in Acts it talk about now I commit you to the word of his grace.
那么这个是讲到银子的付托就是把主的自己 能够付托给你我。
And that's entrusting of the silver is entrusting our Lord Jesus to you and I.
付托到底是说到些什么意思
So what do you mean by entrusting?
那个你们知道不知道公司Spring 公司 的总裁是谁
Do you know who's the CEO of the company Spring?
他是那个 Missouri Rolla 学院毕业的
And he graduated from University of Missouri at Rolla
所以人说他如果留在 Kansas City 对 Kansas City 的工作经济是有帮助
So they said that if he stay in Kansas City, it will be good to the economy of Kansas City.
那你知道那个 这个 CEO 或者是公司的总裁，那当然他的年薪是最高，年薪是最高，对不对？
And being the CEO of this company, of course, he has the highest salary.
我想我们不工作，所以我们工作的话，我们就是要做到最高的职位。
But if we don't work, but if we do work, we want to be come at the highest position.
但相对的，他的报酬高，相对的，他的什么也多也高。
对。
啊？讲大声一点啊！英文、中文都可以啊。责任 responsibility， 对不对？
So the high position, the high salary you have, the more responsibility you will have.
你不能说我要当总裁，但是我不负责任。
You cannot say I want to be the CEO, but I don't want to take any responsibility.
所以我可以知道，一个肯负责任的人，一个或者说有信心的行为表现的人，会得着神更多的恩典。
And those who can rebuild the faith of God will receive more grace from God.
神的托付一方面是恩典，但另一方面是一种的责任。
On the one side, God entrusts us with the grace, then He also gives us the responsibility.
这个责任可能往往不是你我所愿意有的。
And some of this responsibility we do not want to take.
我们要恩典，但是我们不负责任。
We want the grace, but we don't want to give the responsibility.
第二有，但是在这边很实际的有一个弟兄讲，有一个做母亲的，他可不可以说，我今天开始当了妈妈，我明天就不当了
？And just a very practical example, can a mom say that I now become a mom, I don't want to be mom tomorrow?
啊，我天天煮饭，那我明天我就不煮了。
And I've been cooking every day, I don't want to cook tomorrow.
那还孩子。昨天我要照顾，那么我今天我就不照顾了。
Been taking up the children, I don't want to do it tomorrow.
我相信我们没有一个母亲当中的一个母亲是这样的母亲。
I don't think there's any mom like this among us.
当然不像以前听说有一个在台湾有一个当下女的，她后来她信了耶稣，成了姊妹。
And there's this servant girl who became a Christian.
他说我今天禁食祷告，我就不煮饭了。
And now I want to fast and pray, I don't want to cook anymore.
那当然我们就听起来很可笑，对不对？
We think it's very funny.
那个神把他的儿女能够呼托给你我。
And God has entrusted us with children.
最近我们就听到有一个见证。
And lately I heard a testimony.
有一天，一个孩子来问妈妈说：“妈妈，我在天堂里头，我要做什么
？”And a child comes to the mom and said, "What would I do in heaven?"
妈妈说：“就是感谢、赞美、敬拜啊。
”And just give thanks and worship and praise.
那孩子回应说：“那可能在天堂里头是非常的 boring。
”Then it must be pretty boring in heaven, the child said.
那这个问题一出来。那么弟兄姊妹有一些的反应。
And when this was said, then you may have some reaction to this.
有一个反应是说，我们与主同在，也就是我们最喜乐的事。
And you may say that to be with the Lord is the most joyous thing.
就好像一个婴孩抱在母亲的怀里头，享受母亲的安息跟快乐。
Just like a little baby was in the bosom of the mother to enjoy the rest there.
但是感谢主，就出乎意料啊！这个做妈妈的反应是什么呢？
But surprisingly, the mom reacted differently.
他说神向他说话，说你跟我的关系是怎样。
And he said, God has spoken to me. What is your relationship with me?
我们乃是与儿女一同成长在主的面前。
We are growing together with the children.
今天我们活在一个压力非常重大的时代。
Today we live in a world that's with a lot of pressure.
我们有各种不同的团体。
In different kind of environments.
我们有家庭的团体是一个，然后我们讲到学校，我们讲到社会。
We have the environment, the family, in the school, and then in the society.
但事实上还有一个。
But then there's one more.
就是魔鬼的组织底下的国度。
And the dominion under the Satan.
这许多的环境在影响在塑造我们今天你我的人格。
And all these environments are molding us of our character.
造成我你我今天有许多的反应。
that it will cause a reaction to us.
神把儿女把弟兄姊妹呼托给你我。
And God entrusts us with the children of God.
在这个压力的时代的里头。
In this very high pressure society.
我们怎么会把儿女把神的儿女引到神面前来？
How can we guide the children to God?
一方面来讲是父母亲跟儿女的关系。
On the one side is the relationship between parents and children.
另外一方面也是一个主里头主是我们的主是弟兄姊妹的关系。
And then our Lord is our Lord, so it's also a brother and sister relationship.
有一次一个问儿子问妈妈说我可不可以去看电影？
One time, a son asked the mom, "Can I go see a movie?"
那这个问题好像是发生在以前在台湾啊。
And this seems to happen I think in Taiwan.
那他那个聚会的里头是非常追求主的，是非常有主见证的。
And this lady was full of a good testimony before the Lord.
那他们往往是不赞成小孩子去看电影。
And she usually does not like the children to go to see the movies.
我想我今天不是要告诉你，你可不可以去看电影，你可不可以去看电视。
I'm not saying to you today you should go to movies or not, or go watch TV or not.
重要的是看这位主的反应是怎么样。
And the important thing is how does our Lord respond to this?
我觉得这个神给这个妈妈蛮有智慧。
I think God gives this mom some wisdom.
虽然是他的儿子。
Even though it's her children.
他跟说弟兄啊，你如果你的主耶稣里头许可的话，你就去看电影。
He said, brother, if the Lord lets you go see the movie, go ahead.
我是个罪人，你也是个罪人。
I'm a sinner, and so are you.
这个是我们在神面前的光景跟地位。
And that's the position we are in before the Lord.
无论是父母，无论是大人，无论是小孩，我们的光景的情形就是一个罪人蒙恩典的地位。
Regardless we're parents or we're children, we are just a sinner before God.
这位神在我们的里头要成就你我的救赎。
And our Lord, our God wants to be your Savior and my Savior.
将成你我的智慧。
To become your and my wisdom.
我们在地上能够传扬主荣耀的见证。
So that we can become a testimony that's glorifying to Him.
下面我讲到互托，讲到职责跟地位的关系。
And now I want to talk about the entrusting, about the rebuking and the position.
我们特别讲到服侍神，我们也讲到责任。
And we talk about to serve God, we have responsibility.
我们是不是有了地位，然后我就有了责任？
Do we have the position and then we have the responsibility?
是不是如果我们的教会里头的弟兄什么没有给我一个地位，我就没有责任？
If I have no position at church, then I don't have responsibility.
有一个年长弟兄说，
An elderly brother said,
今天教会里头就是有一种的倾向，
And there's a tendency in the church today,
就是把责任变成一个属人的制度。
And to take the responsibility to become a organization.
今天人要我去做，那么我就有责任。
Today people want me to do it, then I will have the responsibility.
今天人不要我去做，我就没有责任。
If they don't want me to do this, then I would have no responsibility.
但事实是什么？
But what is the reality?
是主的托付。
It's the entrusting of the Lord.
不是人的指定。
It's not appointed by man.
意思就是说，根据恩典和神的引导。
According to the grace and the guidance of the Lord.
属灵的责任地位不是人给的。
The spiritual responsibility was not given by man.
乃是主的托付。
It's the entrusting of God.
在这里头，我们讲到有两种的责任。
We talk about two kinds of responsibilities.
第一种，我们是要向神负责。
And one, we need to be responsible to God.
教会没有一件事是可以借着人的手，每件事都是必须通过神。
Not anything can be done through man only, but has to be through God.
我们的侍奉工作如果是被人所设立的，那么人所设立的就要对人负责。
If our work is set up by man, then we'll be responsible to man only.
如果是从神设立的，我们就要对神负责。
But if God had appointed them, then we are responsible to God.
我们思想到耶稣上十字架以前，门徒在争论谁伟大。
I know before the Lord went up to the cross and the disciples were fighting who is the greatest.
主耶稣说：“我喝的杯你们能够喝吗？”
And our Lord said, "Can you drink the cup I drink?"
他说：“即使你们能够喝，这个坐在我右边、左边，也不是我能够决定的。”
But even if you can drink it, it's not up to me to decide who sits on the right and the left.
在基督的里头
，In Christ,
地位呢是根据于我们是不是遵行神的旨意
，the position
和负起属灵的责任。
The position is according to if we are obedient to the word of God and take up the responsibility.
这个是我们的警戒。
And this is our warning.
另外，我们要弟兄姊妹之间彼此负责。
And we need to be accountable among brothers and sisters too.
基督是身体的头，你我是身上的肢体。
And our Lord is the head of our body, and we are just members of the bodies.
该隐杀了他的兄弟亚伯以后，神问他说：“你的弟兄在哪里？”
When Cain killed his brother Abel, God asked him, "Where is your brother?"
在神的恩典的里头
，In the grace of God,
我们借着恩典，借着主的话来建造神的教会。
Through the grace of God, that we can build the church,
是一个金银宝石的建造。
It's built with the silver and gold,
而不是草木和谐的建造。
And not with just straw and wood and hay.
你我如果尽责
，If we are responsible,
神就把更多的恩典、更多的使命、工作呼托给你我。
Then God will entrust us with even more.
如果我们相对我们不愿意尽责任、不愿意活出信心的行为，相对的神给我们的恩典也会减少。
On the other side, if we're not responsible, then we will decrease in all the things that God will entrust us.
这个是属灵的律。
And this is the law, spiritual law.
这个是属灵的原则。
And spiritual principle.
第一方面讲到对于这个的仆人的考验。
And then I talk about the testing of the servant.
什么是做生意？
What do you mean by doing business?
简单来讲，就是把神的话、神的恩典在基督里头去做属灵的生意。
Simply speaking, is take the grace of God and do spiritual business.
像彼得使徒所说的，我们是要承缴神百般恩赐的好管家。
Just like Apostle Peter said, we need to be good stewards of all the spiritual gifts given to us.
在哥罗西书里头告诉我们，无论做什么，都要为了主而做。
In Colossians, it tells us whatever we do, we need to do according to our Lord.
什么是做生意的目的？
What is the purpose of doing the business?
我想这可能好像是一个非常愚蠢的问题。
Maybe it's a very foolish question.
做生意当然就要赚钱了，对不对？
Purpose, of course, to make more money.
你可以问我们当中做生意的弟兄，那个你都知道。也许你如果去问我们这个 Uncle Peter, 他会告诉你。
And we can, you can just ask some of the businessmen we have, or ask Uncle Peter, he will tell you.
也许还有其他做生意的弟兄。
And maybe other brothers and sisters doing business.
生意的目的是第一个增加银子。
And the purpose is to increase the silver.
但是增加属灵的银子。
To increase the spiritual silver.
从某方面来讲，从性格方面来讲，主增加我减少。
From the character point of view, we must increase and we must decrease, and the Lord will increase.
我们更像主。
To be more like Christ.
从另外一面来说，我们从传福音，得救人数能够增加。
On the other hand, the people will be added that who will be saved among us.
这个有一个人，有一天他就被圣灵充满。
There's one person, he was filled by the Spirit one day.
他是一个美国弟兄。
He's an American.
他也是一个神的仆人。
And a servant of God.
他有许多的恩赐。
And many gifts.
但是他第一次被圣灵充满讲方言的时候，他做什么事？
The first time he was filled by the Spirit, he was speaking in tongues. Do you know what he does?
他第一个就去开车去传福音，那一天那一个人就得救。
And he drove and then spread the gospel, and then people will be saved.
做生意的目的。
What is the purpose to do business?
是银子增加。
To increase the silver.
还有一个秘诀。
There's another secret.
当你碰到难处的时候，还有一个秘诀。
When you come to difficulty, there's another secret.
保罗在哥林多前书十三章告诉我们。
And Paul told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
凡事相信。
In all things, believe.
Believe all things, 对不对？那另外NIV 的翻译是 trust all things. 对不对？
凡事相信。
另外一句话来讲，
In another word,
特别你在做属灵生意的时候，有在遇到难处的时候，有一个秘诀。
And when you're doing spiritual business, when you come to difficulty, there's a secret.
完全相信。
To trust him completely.
完全顺服。
To be obedient completely.
我们得到什么更多的恩典。
So you will receive more grace from God.
如果愿意，我们一起说，完全相信。
If you're willing to say together, to believe in all things.
Believe all things in you. 愿不愿意一起说 ，believe all things。
Believe all things.
Trust all things.
Trust all things.
最近主对还有话给我一些的光照。
God also gave me reveal to me some of His words.
我要叫上到我们当中有的人的名字是不是叫做 Samuel， 对不对
？We have people who are called Samuel among us.
是不是？哎 ，Samuel 今天在吗？啊 ，OK。那个我不讲这个 Samuel， 我讲圣经中的 Samuel。
Talking about the Samuel from the Bible。
Samuel 的母亲是谁
？Who's Samuel's mom？
啊，哈娜，对不对？
Hannah.
你知道哈娜是什么意思
？What do you mean by the word Hannah？
我想这个女孩子会很喜欢的，所以有些人喜欢取名叫 Hannah。
I think the girls will like this name。
就是美丽的意思，非常美丽。
It、means beautiful。
可撒母耳的母亲可能是一个非常美丽，但你知道撒母耳母亲有什么难处？
And Samuel's mom had a very beautiful but had some difficulties.
没有儿子的难处。
And the difficulty had no son.
但我们今天有儿子，有儿子的祝福，今天没有儿女，有儿女另外一方面的挑战。
And we have a son and we have children and we have the blessing, but then we have also things that come with it.
我们住在信心的里头，我们也说儿女是你我的祝福。
And we, in faith, he said that the children are the blessing from God.
我们就需要相信到底，顺服到底。
We need to trust completely and to obey completely.
在旧约的里头，生养儿女乃是神的祝福。
In the Old Testament, to have children is the blessing of God.
对啊，如果看《生命记》第7章12节到14节那边就讲到这些事情。
In Deuteronomy, it mentioned this.
他说：“如果你们听从我的话，我必爱你，赐福给你。”
He said, "If you listen to my words, and I will love you, and I will give you blessing."
我要使你的人数增加。
I will increase your numbers.
你们的男女没有不生养的。
And there will be no one among you not having children.
这是神的话。
And this is the word of God.
这是神的应许。
And this is the promise of God.
撒母耳母亲哈娜。
And the mom of Samuel, Hannah.
她有一个不能生育的难处。
And she had the difficulty not able to have children.
特别你去读撒母耳，第一章里才告诉我们，神使她不能够生育。
Especially in the book, it said that God caused her not to be able to have children.
哈娜心里头可能就对主说
，Maybe Hannah was saying to the Lord,
我是一个敬畏神的人。
I'm a Lord who is faithful to God.
我是一个爱你的人。
And I'm the one who loves you.
我们可以看出来，她跟她的丈夫是经常上耶路撒冷去献祭敬拜神。
Can see that her husband and her always went up to Jerusalem to sacrifice.
哈娜说：“我也是一个侍奉你的人。
”And Hannah would say that I'm the one who will serve you.
为什么你不让我生育
？How come you did not let me have children?
你的信实在哪里？
Where's your faithfulness?
你的应许在哪里
？Where's your promise?
往往我们会说到，如果我们看人看环境，我们不看主耶稣，我们会跌倒。
We always said that if we just look at the environment and not the Lord, then we will fall.
但在这里头有一个特别的情形。
But in this situation, that's very special.
哈娜，你什么感觉
？What is the feeling of Hannah?
我是一个爱你服侍你的，但是你如果对别人不信实，那我没话讲。但是你如果对我不信实，那我就没话说。但是你对别人是信实，对我是不信实的。
And Hannah will have difficulty because she loves the Lord and serves the Lord, and she'll be okay if God is not faithful and have the promise for others, but God should be faithful and keep the promise to her.
在这里有一个难，有一个危机。
There's a danger here.
哈娜是不是因着这件事，她就 因着主跌倒。
Did she fall because of this incident?
我们特别是讲到清心爱主跟随主的人。
And those who love and follow the Lord.
我们的主也曾经说到施洗约翰。
And our Lord talked about John the Baptist.
他说到施洗约翰，说反不因我跌倒的人就有福了。
And he said that for those who will not stumble over me will be blessed.
从某方来讲，主不可能让你我跌倒。
In one sense, God will not stumble us.
因为我们的主是完全的。
Because he's complete.
不感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们的主没有让哈娜跌倒。
Our Lord did not let Hannah fall.
神给她恩典，更大的恩典。
God gave her extra grace.
来给她经历这个试验。
To experience this testing.
当我们祷告神的时候，神是我们的天父，他会供应我们一切的需要。
As we pray, that God is our provision, He will provide for us.
哈拿的祷告使他能够来到神面前。
The prayer of Hannah caused her to come to God.
也许他祷告很久。
Maybe she prayed for a long time.
祷告多年。
Many years.
没有结果。
With no result.
有一天神给他一个开启。
But one day God revealed to him, to her.
她有一个合神心意的祷告。
And she had a prayer that was pleasing to God.
她就是要求一个儿子，但是把这个儿子奉献给神。
She wanted to ask for a son, but she would dedicate the son to God.
这是神的爱，也是神的智慧。
This is the love of God and His wisdom.
我们把你我逼到一个环境里头去。
Cause us to a situation.
往往我们看不见，只看见自己的需要，看不见神的需要。
We only saw our own need, but not the need of God.
在环境的里头，我们看见神的需要是什么。
But in situation, we will see what is the need of God.
最后，我们知道哈娜应许生了一个儿子叫撒母耳。
And finally, we know that Hannah had a son, and that was Samuel.
他就奉献给神。
And she dedicated him to God.
终身服侍神。
To serve God for his whole life.
这是哈拿完全相信完全顺服的见证，因此他增加属灵的因素。
And this is the faith of Hannah and her testimony. That's how she increased the silver.
第二个试验。
The second testing.
第二个见证。
The second testimony.
我们讲到大卫。
Talk about David.
大卫不是没有儿子，他有儿子。
David had sons, many sons.
但是是一个背叛的儿子。
But he had a rebellious son.
报应的儿子亚撒龙，对不对？ Absalom, yeah, 亚撒龙。
Yeah, David's son Absalom.
他就离开耶路撒冷。
And he left Jerusalem.
在路上遇到一个人叫做示每 S-H-I-M-E-I.
And he met this person called Shimei.
希玛咒骂说：“你这个流人血的坏人啊，去吧，去吧。”
And Shimei was saying that you have shed so much blood, go away.
大卫的仆人就讲说：“让我过去把他的头割下来。”
And the servant of David said that, "Let me go over there and just take off his head."
大卫是一个认识神的人。
But David know the Lord.
大卫说：“我亲生的儿子尚且寻索我的生命。”
My son will seek my life.
何况这人
even more with this person.
由他咒骂，因为这是神吩咐他的。
Let him curse me because God caused him to curse me.
我想这个不是一种阿Q 的精神在里面，你知道我说阿Q吗？
I don't think that's the spirit of阿Q.
阿Q 就是自我安慰。
Kind of self comforting.
对。但或者神。见我遭患难
maybe God see that I'm in distress.
为我今日被这人咒骂，就施恩于我。
That I was cursed by this person, that God will turn around and bless me.
这个是大卫完全相信、完全顺服的秘诀。
This is how David trusts and obeys to God.
我相信大卫真是会做属灵的生意。
Think David had.Knows how to do spiritual business.
他不是因此并没有减少，反而是增加。
He did not decrease in the silver, but increase it.
他不是一个完全的人。
He's not a holy person.
像你我一样。
It's like you and I.
但是他是一个合神心意的人。
But he's the one who's pleasing to God.
我们是讲到这个神的托付，神的试验。
We're talking about the entrusting of God and the testing of God.
最后我们讲到主再来的时候，我们在神面前要交账。
And finally, we talk about when the Lord comes back, we need to report what we do.
主再来的时候，那些忠心的，主要说忠心良善的仆人。
And when the Lord comes back, he said, those who are faithful and kind servants.
你在不多的事上有忠心。
And then you are faithful in few things.
我要把许多事派你管理。
And I'll put you in charge of many things.
可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
You can come and share the master's happiness.
就讲到忠心。
Talking about faithfulness.
忠心就是在小事上忠心。
To be faithful in little things.
另一方面，在我们在跟随主的道路的当中
，On the other side, when we talk about when we are in our path following the Lord,
我们怎么样来经营属灵的事业
？How do we do the spiritual business?
使我们的银子能够增加
，So that our silver will increase.
用简单来讲
，And simply speaking,
比如说这个 Uncle Robert 今天是怎么预备？带领今天的崇拜聚会。
How did Uncle Robert lead the service today?
或者说，我们今天的信息到底我们在神面前是怎么样一种态度来预备传讲神的信息
？What kind of attitude we need to have to prepare for the message?
比如说，我们经常讲说，我愿意服侍主，但是我不晓得怎么服侍主。
And sometimes we say I want to serve God, but I don't know how to.
另外，这个在实际的里头，我们是不是愿意服侍主？就是说在教会里头做 baby seat 啊 做打扫清洁的
Maybe we want to serve God and just by babysitting or to clean the church
在这里头有一个秘诀
There is a secret here
这个秘诀是什么呢
What is that?
有一个年长弟兄这样讲
An elderly brother said this
他说他得救以后
He said after he was saved
他与主有天天有交通
He had communication with God daily
主就给他有一个负担
And God gave him a burden
这是就我们的圣经里头约翰一书第六章二十七节这边所说的
And what's mentioned in 1 John chapter 2 verse 17
恩高凡事会教导我们
And the grace of God will teach us
那么这个恩高圣灵就跟这个年长弟兄说，你应该做什么
？And the grace of God will, the anointment of the grace will tell us what to do.
另外，他所主给他讲的，可能是其他弟兄姊妹所没有看到、所没有做的。
And then he will see that those other brothers and sisters have not seen and done.
当我们顺服主的圣灵的带领引导去做的时候。
And when we are obedient to God and to go ahead and do it,
那个结果是什么？
What would that result be?
如果是出于主、出于圣灵的，是越做越喜乐，越做越有能力，越做把能够把荣耀主的名。
And if it's from God, then we will have more joy, and then we'll be more powerful to do it.
这个好像一个孩子、小孩子生命成长的过程。
It's just like the growth of a child.
你会看见那个孩子一长大以后开始。他不会爬，后来会爬，会爬以后，他下楼梯的时候，他是怎么下来的？你知道吗？小孩子下楼梯怎么下来的
？Just like the little child, they started by crawling, and then they want to come down. And how did they come down?
这个他下楼梯的时候，最近我们看到加亮的那个女儿一下长大了，下楼梯的时候就是整个一下，他不是一步，是一下滑下来，好像滑溜梯一样。
And just like Jana's daughter, as she grew up, and now she's just not coming down the stairs one step at a time, but just all the way down.
但不是一生下来就知道她手脚的功能到底是些什么。
But she would not have that capability when she was born.
当我们服侍的时候，我们就要知道，圣灵在我们在基督的身体里头，我们是在什么样的位置上面。
As we in similarly, we need to know what kind of position we after we are born in God.
在我们真实的服事的里头，比如说我们也 要交通劝勉，有的时候还需要接受管教。
And as we were serving, we not only to encourage people, sometimes we need to be disciplined.
像有一个弟兄就讲说，有些人觉得说我是做口的，我是为主说话的。
And some brother may think that I'm the mouth that I need to speak for the Lord.
然后第一次讲的时候，大家在就在那边忍耐。
And then the first time he speaks, and then everybody have to endure it.
那么第二次的话，他继续讲的时候，那个弟兄姊妹就坐不住了。
And second time he speaks, then nobody can sit still anymore.
然后第三次讲的时候，就有人走出去了。
And third time he speaks, then people will walk out on him.
那这个可能会受伤。
Then he might be hurt.
但是，领导弟兄劝勉教导我们，这些事是为了帮助我们。
But then this is only to help us.
找到我们自己在生理中的地位是什么。
If we find the position of our life,
我们千万不要灰心。
To not to be discouraged.
也不要丧气。
And not to give up hope.
只要我们谦卑继续的往前走，就可以找到自己在身体中的地位。
If we humble ourselves and to go forward, and then we'll find our position.
我们就知道怎么样来服侍神。
Then we will know how to serve God.
我们就后来就讲到结局，对不对
？And we finally talk about the result.
那个赚一千的，后来呢，他的恩典就给了那个一万的。
And the one who had one talent was given to the one who had 10 talents.
那么，按照主的话来讲
，According to the word of God，
他说连他所有的也要夺去。
And what we have will be taken away from him。
那么这些下面一句话是你我所不喜欢听的。
And the next sentence is what we don't want to hear。
就把这个无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里
，and throw the worthless servant outside，
在那里必要哀哭切齿
，into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth。
审判要从神的家中起手
，judgment will start in the family of God。
不是因为神没有爱
，not that God does not have love，
因为神是就是爱
，because God is love。
另外，神是公义的神。
But he is a righteous God.
我们今天如果愿意天天背起自己的十字架来跟随主
，Today if we're willing to carry our cross to follow the Lord,
爱主，爱神的儿女们
，To love the Lord, to love the children of God,
为主丧失生命
，To lose the life for God's sake,
我有魂的生命
，Then we will gain it.
我们就要得着主更丰富的生命
，To gain that more abundant life.
在国度里头，我们要与基督一同作王
，We'll be King and reign with our Lord together.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
我们需要彼此的劝勉。
We need to encourage one another.
我们的今生不过是训练的时期。
And this life is only a time of training.
这是为什么我们今生是何等的短暂
？Why is our life so short in this？
我们真实的侍奉还在将来。
Because our true service will be in the future.
如果我们在今生是忠心的小事上忠心来服侍主。
If you are faithful in little things in this life,
在将来的年日里头，在国度里头，就把更多的富托、更多恩典给到你我。
Then in the future kingdom, there will be more entrusting and more grace to us.
我们服侍他乃是按照神的旨意。
We serve him according to his will.
就好像有一个人说，说我只要很努力、很努力、很用功，我考试就可以考100分。
Just like a person say, oh, I have to do very diligent, then I'll get 100 on my exam.
事实上不是这样，你不只要 work hard, 你还需要 work smart, 对不对？
Not only that, 你不只是要用功，而且要很聪明的去做。
耶稣在马太福音第四章里头告诉我们。
And in Matthew, our Lord tells us,
我不是奉你的名传道赶鬼医治病人吗？
The people come to the Lord and said, "Didn't I do all these miracles in your name?"
主却说：“我从来不认识你。”
But our Lord said, "I never knew you."
你离开我去吧。
Go away from me.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
我们不要到那一天才发觉这个错误。
That we don't discover that mistake only at that day.
我们要从教会历史当中学点的教训。
We should learn the lesson from the church history.
我们都知道马丁路德，对不对？
We all know Martin Luther.
他给我们属灵的产业是什么？
What is the spiritual inheritance that he has given us?
啊，因信称义，对不对？
To be justified by faith.
那时候的人，他们认为你如果行为不好，行为不完全，你就不能够上天堂。
At that time, people think that if you don't have good character, then you will not be able to go to heaven.
那更不能得救。
And will not be saved.
所以他们就靠着人的做法、人的行为，要赢得救恩。
So they through their own action, they want to gain salvation.
另外，我们要从所谓根真教、基督教的教义当中学一点的教训。
And also from the Christian faith, we need to learn something.
在天主教里头，他不着重信心，他着重行为。
In that they are focused on the faith and not the action.
那么刚从根真教的里头，他们是着重信心，不着重行为。
And then the other one is focused on the action but not the faith.
所以有人说我信了耶稣，那么我上天堂的把握那个已经有了。
And sometimes said that I have believed in Christ, I have the assurance to go to heaven.
这个事实。
That's the fact.
因为是得救是本无恩，也是因着恩典。
Because we are saved through faith and also by grace.
我们可以上天堂。
That we can go to heaven.
但在这里头是讲到赏赐的问题。
But here we're talking about the rewards.
是讲到国度的问题。
So we talk about the kingdom.
所以有人讲我上耶稣上天堂有把握了。
So people said that I have the chance to go to heaven.
那么在我人生的末了，我再赶快回来，我今生要好好爱世界。
So I will do that at the end of my life. I will love the world during this time.
这样我可以享受，可以上天堂，同时我也可以享受我的人生。
Then I can enjoy going to heaven and also enjoy this life.
另外，在所谓的基督教历史当中，也同样也是有天主教的以前的一些给我们的警戒。
And also we can learn some warnings from the Catholic Church.
他说：“你如果行为不好，信了耶稣，但是你的救恩可能会从你身上会失去。”
So if you don't have good behavior after you become a Christian, your salvation may be taken away from you.
所以我们一下变成得救，一下变成不得救了。
So sometimes we are saved and sometimes we are not.
但事实是什么？
But what is the reality?
我们在基督的审判台前。
Before the judgment, throne of judgment of God.
神要在地上建立国度。
God wants to build a kingdom here.
那些忠心爱主的，与主一同作王一千年。
Those who love the Lord will reign with him for 1,000 years.
那些作恶不忠心的。
And those who are not faithful,
又坐在外面的黑暗里。
They will dwell in the darkness on the outside.
在那里懊悔。
And they will regret over there.
为什么这样？
Why would that be?
为什么今生在地上没有好好的爱主跟随主？
Why did we use my life, our life to serve the Lord?
以至于不是主而失去了那个一千年。
And we lost that 1,000 years.
那么在那里哀哭切齿。
And they will have weeping and gnashing of teeth.
有弟兄说，但我想圣经里头没有很明显跟我们讲到，因为圣经里头着重积极正面，不着重消极的。
And in the Bible, it's very active and not passive.
在那里，我们要接受神继续的管教。
We will continue to receive the testing of God.
直到我们成熟，像我们磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式。
Until we become mold to be like our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是神的旨意。
And that's the will of God.
今天你我的选择到底是如何？
What would you choose today?
最后
and finally,
我们知道我们都处在一个非常忙的时代。
And we live in a very short time.
人生最重要的是什么？
What is the most important thing about life?
我们可能有不同的目标。
We have different goal.
神给我们的话语是说，第一，你要尽心尽意爱主你的神；第二，就爱人如己。
And God said that we need to love the Lord with all our strength and might.And then we should love one another.
爱不能把自己关闭起来，来经历主的爱。
We cannot just close in for ourselves to experience the love of God.
我们一定跟弟兄姊妹发生关系。
We will have relationship with other brothers and sisters.
有些人可能会刺激你我，会伤害你我。
Some may hurt you and make you upset.
主叫我们从这里学习实行主的爱。
But there we can learn the love of God.
生命里头如果没有爱，就没有意义。
If there's no love, there's no meaning to life.
哥林多前书第十三章第三节。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3.
我若将所有的周济穷人。
If I take all mine and give it to the poor.
又舍己舍身教教火焚烧。
And then to be burned and give up my life.
若没有爱。
But if there's no love.
也许与我无益。
It's not no benefit to me.
忙碌在世界的里头就讲到人与人的关系。
And in the Ten Commandments talk about the relationship among people.
前面是说到我们跟神的关系。
The first four talk about the relationship between God and us.
这个是前面四条。
That's the first four commandments.
后面六条讲到人与人之间的关系。
The last six talk about the relationship between.
我们今天活在一个非常忙碌的时代。
We live in a very busy world.
忙碌是你我的仇敌。
And that's our enemy.
我们到底在忙什么？
What are we busy for?
有个弟兄说，我说你在最近也忙了，他说瞎忙。不知道瞎忙是什么意思。
And we would say that we are busy blindly in Chinese.
我们忙碌到一个地步，我们就没有时间给神，我们没有时间给神。
So busy that we don't have time for God, time for other people.
一个弟兄说啊，如果爱可以变成一个数学的方程式，应该是什么？
And a brother said that if love can be a form of mathematical formula, what would that be?
Life minus love equal what?
生命减掉爱是什么？
What's the answer?
Life minus love.
I'm sorry. 但回答没有人想到，他就是 zip zero，
是零。
跟着前书十三章十三节，爱是永不止息。
First Corinthians chapter 13, love never ends.
如今长存的有信有望有爱，其中最大的就是爱。
Now we have faith, joy and love, and the great hope and love.
在我们真正的末
了 ，the greatest is love.
对不起啊，在我们真正的末了，最重要的是什么？
And what is the most important in our life?
就不是你跟神的关系。
It's not, it's the relationship between God and you.
就不是你跟人的关系。
Isn't that the relationship among people?
神的爱可以用一件事情来衡量。
That you can use one thing to measure.
我们在一生的里头，到底爱神爱人的程度有多少？
How much we have loved God and people?
有一个弟兄有这样的劝勉。
And brother encouraged us like this.
他说。主啊，每天早上起来第一件事祷告。
Lord, after I woke up, the first thing I'll pray.
求你使用我这一天的时间。
To use the this day.
来爱你，来爱弟兄姊妹。
To love you and to love brothers and sisters.
不要叫我浪费今天的一天的时间。
So that today will not be wasteful.
爱的另外一个真相，一个记号，一个表达是什么？
What is the other representation of love?
我们看我们花的时间到底在哪里？
Where do we spend our time?
我们花的时间越多的，表明那个事情是越重要。
The more time you spend on this, the more important to you.
我们同样，我们就要知道一个人他忙的是些什么事。
We need to know what a person is busy for.
就看他花的时间最多的是在哪些事情的上面。
We just look at how much time he spent time on this.
时间是神给你我的恩典。
This.Time is what God had given us.
一过去就不会再回来。
Once it passed, it will be gone.
失去的金钱还可以赚回来。
If you lose money, you can still earn it back.
但时间永远不能。
But time you cannot.
我们光是说，爱神爱神关系很重要。
We said that we love God and the relationship is important.
这是感谢主的。
Thank God.
但是这个还不够好。
That's not enough.
在约翰一书第六章十八节那边跟我们讲。
In first.John in chapter 2 verse 18 it says
小子们啊我们相爱
The little children as we love one another
不要只在言语和舌头上
Not just on words and mouth
总要在行为和诚实上
But on with actions
最好表达神的爱就是花时间去爱神去爱人
To reveal God's love is to spend time to love
爱的表明不是表明说我做了些什么
To reveal love is not what I have done
乃是你我自己给这个人我们自己给出去有多少
It's how much we have given
有一个神的仆人，他经常听到弟兄们的 complain。
And a servant of God and hear a lot of complaints from brothers.
他说我赚钱养家，那个我的太太、我的儿女们呢、啊，那个供应他们一切的需要，他们还 complain 什么东西？
Say I make earn all this money and I try to provide for the wife and the children, and why would they have to complain?
你知道事实的回答是什么？
So how did he answer that?
是你的眼睛看他们。
Because your eyes are focused on them.
他讲到你的耳朵听他们讲话。
And your ears listening to what they said.
你的心是向着你家里面的人。
And your heart was turned toward them.
你家里面所要的不是你的东西，是乃是你的自己。
And what they want is not your things, but rather yourself.
我们相信，我们都经验这句话。
I think we know and experience this.
我们如果爱，我们可以，我们爱一定把我们自己给出去。
If we love, we will give ourselves out.
像我们的神把他的爱子，神爱世人。如果你愿意的话，我们一起读这些圣经节，约翰五经三章十六节。
It's just like God said, let's memorize that together.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。我们请英文的弟兄如果愿意的话，一起来读一遍。I love you.
Okay. In English, God loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever will believe in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
最后。
Finally,
我们什么时候爱神？
When do we love God?
是现在，是今天。
It's today, it's now.
因为我们不晓得明天怎么样。
Because we don't know what will happen tomorrow.
加拉太六章第九节第十节那边这样说。
Galatians chapter 6, 9 and 10 says,
我们行善不可丧志。
That we do good and we do not give us hope.
若不灰心。
If we are not to be discouraged.
到的时候就要有收成。
Then we will reap.
所以我们有了机会。
So if we have the opportunity,
要向众人行善。
To do good to all people.
向信徒一家人更是这样。
More so with the household of God.
当然，我相信这个是包括传主的福音。
I think it's included to spread the gospel.
当然，神祝福他自己的话语。
May God bless His own words.
让我们在一生的有限的时间的里头
，In our limited life.
我们怎么样能够爱我们的神
？How we can love our God.
我们能够爱我们四周围的人。
To love all those around us.
爱可爱的。
Love those who are lovely and those who are not lovely.
借着这些，把磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样式。
So with all these, we can become the likeness of our Lord.
当主再来的时候
，As our Lord comes back,
主说你是一个忠心良善的仆人。
That God will say you are a good and faithful servant.
可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
You can come and share the happiness of the master.
神祝福他自己的话。
May God bless His words.